Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to the very last word on the page of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So there is Chil Shabbos that's not bemezid and is also not shogeg as far as being chayiv a karban on it. Itmar, how does that work? Niskavin lagbia esatalush. Let's say a person intends to pick up that which is no longer attached to the ground. He drops a knife on the ground, a fork on the ground, and he tries to pick it up. V'chatachasamuchuber, and he accidentally picks up some grass with him, detached it from the ground, pottery. Pot from a carbon chatos, that's what we call misasek. Lachtoch esatalish. If he intends to cut that which is attached, that which is detached from the ground, but he wanted to do a cutting, he just thought it was something that was detached from the ground. V'chatoch es mechubar, and he accidentally cut that which is mechubar. Rav Amar Patra, Abayi Amar Chayev. Rav says he does not bring a chatos, Abayi says he does. Meaning machlokas, whether that's called misasek or that's called shogeg. So Rav Amar Patra dolan eskavin lechatich adiyusura. Rav says he's patra. It's got to be called a misasek because he had no intention to do a chaticha di isura. He intended to do a mutter kind of chaticha, whereas Abayi Amar Chayev da b'kamechavin chaticha bialma. He was trying to do a maisa of chaticha, and therefore it's considered a shogeg, not a misasek. Amar Rav Minah Minallah. How do I know my din? The tanya, because we have a brisa. Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. There's a chomer that Shabbos has over other mitzvos, and the chomer Shabbos mishabbos. There's a chomer that other mitzvos have over Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. She Shabbos also shayim el mechad chayv kolachas v'achas. The chomer that Shabbos has over other mitzvos is that by Shabbos, if you do two malachos in one period of forgetfulness, you chayv a korban chatos for each and every one of them. Mashen kim shar mitzvos, as opposed to other mitzvos, where if you do two isurim in one period of forgetfulness, you only chayv one chatos. The chomer shar mitzvos mishabbos, and other mitzvos are more chomer than Shabbos. Shebishar mitzvos shagug b'lo miskavin. By other mitzvos, if you did not have kavanah for the avera that you did, you had kavanah for something else, and just somehow you landed up with the avera, chayv, you're chayv for that mashen kim Shabbos, whereas by Shabbos, that doesn't apply. So the Gemara explains, what does this price mean? And once we understand what the price means, we'll see why Rava found a raya to his idea in this price. Right? Rava said that if you intended to cut detached grass, but you cut attached grass, that's only a misasek. So how did he see that over here? Because Amar Mar, the price had said, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, the Chomer that Shabbos has over everything else, is Shabbos also Shayv El Mechad, Chayv El Kolachas V'achas. If you do two separate malachos of Shabbos in one period of forgetfulness, you're chayiv for each one separately. Mashen kein b'shar mitzvos, which is not true when it comes to other mitzvos. Say chidami, what kind of case of Shabbos are we talking about that you're chayiv for each malacha separately? Ilei mitav k'tzirut chino. If it's talking about where you did mamish two separate malachos to kavasag b'shar mitzvos, if you do two separate isurim by other mitzvos in one period of forgetfulness, you're also only going to be chayiv one chatos. For example, achal chelev v'dam, you eat chelev and dam in one halim, which are different isurim, so that's going to be something that you're only chayiv one chatas. That can't be hachatarti mechayiv v'hachatarti mechayiv. In both cases, you're going to be both by the Shabbos case and by the chelev v'dam case, you're chayiv twice. So that's not really a chumrah of Shabbos over shar mitzvos. You can't say, oh, by Shabbos if you do two malachos, you're chayiv shtayim. By shar mitzvos if you do two different averos, you're chayiv achas. No, if you do two by either one, by Shabbos or by Shar Mitzvos, you're chayiv shtayim. So where are we drawing this contrast? Ela Shar Mitzvos lo mechayiv elechada hechidami. So what's the case where you would only be chayiv one karbon by Shar Mitzvos? Dachal chelev v'chelev. You do the same aveira twice. Well, the kapas al gabi Shabbos, the avid ketzira ketzira, hachachad mechayiv v'hachachad mechayiv. That's not a contrast either. Because by Shabbos, if you do the same malacha twice, you're also only chayiv one karbon. Says Gmar liolam, David ketzira utchina. Really, when we compare Shabbos and contrast it rather to Shar Mitzvos, we're talking about a case where you did Ketzirut Tchina, two separate malachos of Shabbos in one He'elim, and you're chayiv for each malacha separately. Umay Mashen came to Shar Mitzvos. What do we mean when we say by other mitzvos you'd only be chayiv one karbon? Avodah Zarah, not by all of the mitzvahs, not by Chelev and Dam. No, it's talking specifically about Avodah Zarah. Let's say you do two different Avodos to an Avodah Zarah. Even though it's two different methods of Avodah, you're only going to be Chayiv Achas. Ukad Rabbi Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami, Zibech, Vekiter, Venisech. If a person was Shechted and he burnt incense and he was Menasech to an Avodah Zarah, Ba'alama Achas, in one period of Helim, Enu Chayiv Al Achas. He's only going to be Chayiv one carbon. So B'mayu Kim to Bavodah Zarah. Okay. Okay, so now we just set the ground rules of how to read this brisa, that this brisa is comparing Shabbos not to other Isurim, but Shabbos to specifically Avodah Zarah. Now let's try to read the Seifa. Eima Seifa. The Seifa goes on to say Chumra b'shar mitzvos, that there's a Chumra that other mitzvos have over Shabbos. She b'shar mitzvos shogeg below miskavein chayiv, that by other mitzvos, if you do something b'shogeg without any kavana, you're still chayiv achatas. Mashen came by b'Shabbos, as opposed to by Shabbos, where you're pater from achatas when you're shogeg below miskavein. Now this means avodah zara. Hai shogeg below miskavein avodah zara hechidami. Where do we have a case of shogeg below miskavein of avodah zara that you're going to be chayiv achatas? If we're talking about a case where you thought it was a shul and you bowed down having in mind to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was what the Bryson meant when it said Shagag Bala Miskavein, what do you mean? That's not a Avodah Zarah at all. You had in mind that you're worshipping Hashem, so why in the world would you be chayav any chatos? Your heart was geared toward Shemayim, and even if you knew that it was a base of Avodah Zarah, even you wouldn't be chayav, because you weren't having kavanah to be mishtachave to an avodah zara. It's not about the ma'isa; it's about what you're intending to do. The ella dechazi andarta v'sagala. Now, the case of shogeg blomiskavin by avodah zara is talking about a case where a person saw a statue of the king, let's say, and they used to bow to it as a kavod for the melech. And there are some psalim that they even would be oved as avodah zara. And that pesel that you saw, you worship it, and you didn't know. So hechi. So what's the case? If you accepted it as a god, well then mezit. Then it's a yichayv misa. It's not a shogeg. But if you didn't accept it as a god, then there's no iser in the misa because you had no intention whatsoever for avodah zarah. So it shouldn't be anything. You shouldn't even be chayv echatos. So what's the case? Ella me'avo mi'ira. The case of shogeg b'lo miskavein must be that you're mishtachavet to the avodah zarah because you love the person you love someone who said, "Come on, just do it with me this one time. I want to do this avodah zarah." And you're good friends with them, so you wanted to go along with it, or you're afraid of them. So that's called shogeg b'lo miskavein because you were shogeg in the fact that you saw that if you're not miskavein, you thought that if you're not miskavein, it's mutter. So hanich l'abayi dam l'chayiv. This works very well according to Abayi, who says that if a person does avodah zarah, may avu miyira is chayiv misa if he does it b'mesid b'asra, and therefore if he does it b'shogeg is chayiv chatos. El rava damar pater, according to rava that you pater in such a case, ma'ikel meimar. Again, how are we going to explain the brisa? What's the ukimta? What's the case of the brisa? Ella ba'omer mutter. The case of shogeg b'lo miskavein, and the brisa is a person who thought that there is no isra of avodah zarah in the Torah. A ger is miskayer, and he goes amongst the goyim. And that's a person who's shagag b'lo miskavein, since he didn't know that it's asur to be oved avodah zarah. The Gemara rejects that. No, that can't be the case, because if we're talking about an omer mutter, so how does the end of the brisa say? Masha inkin b'shabbos t'patur legamri? On Shabbos, in such a parallel case, you're totally patur? Ad kan lo bayimine rava mir Rav Nachman. Rava raised a shaila from Rav Nachman if you're chayav achatas when you're an omer mutter and you didn't know that there's an Isra Shabbos in the Torah. Eli ilichu v'chada ilichu v'tarti. Whether you chayav one chatos or two chatos, avu miftari legamri lo. But to say that he's potter from bringing carbon entirely, Rava never even entertained that possibility. It was obvious to Rava that you have at least one chatos, so you can't say that's the case of the brisa, that by Shabbos you're totally potter. Elolav, so it must be that we got the whole brisa wrong, that you can't say the safest talking about Avodah Zarah, and therefore Reisha b'Avodah Zarah, the Seifa b'Shar Mitzvos. The Reisha, yes, was talking about Avodah Zarah. The Seifa is talking about other mitzvos, not Avodah Zarah. The Shogeg b'lo miskavein b'Shar Mitzvos Hechidami. What's the case of Shogeg b'lo miskavein by other mitzvos that you're going to be Chayiv? So that's a case where you have Chayiv in front of you and the Sofer Teshumenu. You thought it was permissible fat. Va'achalo, and you ate it. So you Chayiv Chatas on that Achila, even though you didn't intend to eat Chayiv. You were misasek based on your mistake. You thought it was Achila Shuman. So so because at the end of the day, you got hanah from the Yisr, so you can be chayiv. Ah, Masha'in came b'Shabbos to Pater, as opposed to the parallel case in Ilcha Shabbos, where you can be Pater, then it's kavim lechta chasatalush v'chata chasamachubar Pater. That if you intend to do a maisa chaticha, a cutting on that which is detached from the ground, but you cut that which is attached to the ground, you're Pater. And Rava says, and there's the brisa that says exactly like me, that that's called a misasek, and you're Pater even though you intend to do a maisa chaticha. How's Abaye going to explain the brisa? So the Gemara answers, Abaye will explain that when we say that by Shar Mitzvah Shogeg B'lo Miskavin Yechayiv, it's talking about where there was melted chelev, Tzavar Roku Uvla'o. You thought it was saliva, you didn't even realize it was fat. You thought it was saliva and you swallowed it. So in that case, Yechayiv, even though you had no kavana for even a Maisa Achila at all, you thought it was just swallowing saliva. So that you're going to be Chayiv on by Shari Sudim. But by Shabbos, Mashen came Shabbos to Potter, then it's kind of like Bias Atalish Vachatachas Mechubar. The case in Shabbos where you Potter is not where you try to cut a detached piece of grass and you accidentally cut an attached piece of grass. No, you try to pick up your knife or your fork and you accidentally pick up a piece of grass with it. So that's Potter. That's the case where you can be Potter. That's a total misasek. Avon is kind of Lachatachas Atalish Vachatachas Mechubar. But Abaye would say that if you intend to cut, to do a Maisa Chaticha, a Maisa of cutting, or something that's detached from the ground, and you cut that which is attached to the ground, then chayiv, then in fact, you're going to be chayiv. Meaning the difference that Abaye made was that it wasn't that you mistook Shem Shuman for Chelev, which are both a Maisa Achila. You eat Shuman, you eat Chelev. No, you mistook saliva for Chelev. Saliva is not Achila at all. Chelev is Achila. You didn't even realize that you were doing a Maisa Achila. Okay, but Shem we will pick up next time in Gimel Amud Aleph from Itmar.